Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is our 55-minute program, and you know that my sincere intention is always to bring you loving messages and information from the angels and the archangels, all celestial beings. So at this time, I want to invite and I want to honor all of the archangels, all of the holy angels to be with us, to bring in your guidance and assurance for the most highest good, the most highest divine good of all. Please remove my thoughts or ego, and may only your divine light come through. Thank you, God and angels. So tonight, I will be opening the lines in a few minutes, so you can call in for your angel messages. First of all, I just want to recognize those who have passed on. Yesterday, you know, I was watching all the emotional reviews of the 9/11, and of course, it's the 10th year anniversary. But it's always, you know, sad to see that time, but. As time goes by, you know, our grieving is still there, and we need to honor those who have gone. So, I wrote something a few months ago when I lost a loved one, and I just want to send this out to everyone who is listening and who has had that kind of loss. So, only in times of grief have I noticed the emptiness and fear in my soul after the sudden loss of a beloved one. There's a feeling of despair and of sadness and of fear. Feelings that I've experienced at other times at the passing of loved ones, of family members, of friends, making me realize how fragile our existence is on earth. But each time I realize that God and the angels help me to remember and know that love continues beyond death, and that a beautiful feeling of love embraces and comforts my being. That is the love of God. God is love, and love is God. There is no separation. Sometimes we go through deaths in life, and we fear the darkness and pain. But if we allow the spark of light, God ignites our soul, filling us with immense light of hope and peace. And within divine light, there is no fear any longer. Fear is the absence of love, and fear is unnatural. God can guide us to remain in love and light and release the fear and the loneliness. When there is love between people, that connection will never end, and love is always there. It surpasses the transition of the earthly form. So, living within the unlimited love of God at each moment, with the angels at our side, we can appreciate life in the present, and thus we appreciate life after death. All right, so moving on. I always ask the angels to guide me with special messages. And, of course, I was reading some things on the internet, but I came across writings from Llewellyn Vaughan Lee, who is a mystic and a Sufi teacher. He's an author of many, many books on spirituality. But I was reading how he was talking about how we are made of light and how we have built this wall between God and the human beings. And again, it just reminded me that we are all made of light, and that light needs light. Our spiritual body needs this divine light to nourish our soul, and our physical body needs nourishment. So it's the same thing. We need this divine light for our spirituality. So we have lost the deep knowing that everything comes from God. And Vaughan Lee writes that we have lost a deep connection and knowingness that everything comes from God and belongs to God, and it is an expression of the divine. So how can we live in this world where we do not even speak or even think of the light? Some of us are not even aware of the light. So what has happened to the divine truth? We have come to believe that there is a separation between the divine and humanity. So we have turned away from the light, and he mentions that humanity has created a wall, and we don't even notice it anymore. But there is an exhaustion deep in the soul, in our own soul, and the very soul of the world is crying out for the light. So without that light, we cannot heal and we cannot transform. Only with the light can the sacred and the remembrance of who we really are can reappear. The divine light does much more than nourish us. The light enables us to see the true nature of things and not a world created by our desires and negative patterns. The divine light reveals the real purpose and meaning of life. So even in the most darkness moments, there's always sun, a dim of light, a little ray of sun. We don't have to be stranded in the shadows when the light is so near us. We need the divine light. The earth needs this light. And the good news is that our soul has been asking for a miracle. We know the beings of light are there. We know the angels are near us. The spirit guides, they're within the world of the light. This is the realm of the angels, the kingdom of the guardians, the holy ones, the beings of light who know God. And they support us in knowing the divine source, the divine power, and the divine will. All we need is to be honest and sincere and open with ourselves. And we can realize that we can be that spark of light. And we can open in using our divine tools, which previously I have talked about our tools as prayer and meditation, being in nature, just being in that divine presence. And we can call on the angels. You know, we are moving into spiritual compassion. We need to address our shadows. And we then address the shadows of all the world. We affirm and we accept the light. We see the light expanding and transforming. And we know that the light is part of our identity. And we are in those times of transformation and renovation. And even in the midst of chaos, it's wonderful to see the collective leap, to see everyone moving from the density to the light. And that many, not everyone, but many, are looking for that spiritual light. And I want to believe that all of our listeners are moving into that light and wanting to experience that wonderful spiritual journey. So I'm going to give out the numbers so you can call in for your angel messages right after the break. So that number is toll-free, 1-888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Or the other number is 530 513-4522 or 530-413-4510. I encourage you to give us a call, and we will be back in about 90 seconds.
There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy.
I am Linda Torres, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com, number one live worldwide internet radio. So as we wait, if you want to call in for your angel reading, I will keep on conversing about the angels, which I love to do, of course. So I was talking about the divine light that is within us, and I also wanted to talk about, well, of course, the purpose of the angels and the archangels and how they can help us. Definitely, you know, the angels have different types of light, and I love to use the archangels' rays of divine light as tools now, because again, this is divine light that surrounds us. And, you know, the main purpose, first of all, of the angels and the archangels, and I have said this, is that they are a great blessing for us all. They were created to be of service to you and to all of us, to help and support us in the awakening process. So while we are going through this journey, the angels and the archangels are, I'm going to say, are the closest to mankind, but now we have much more light beings that are closest to mankind. We have all kinds of angels, archangels, light beings, spirit guide healers. And as I had said before, these pure beings of light are the light of the creator, of God, of the light force. And so I talk a lot about the archangels because they have most power force field at this time with humans. So when invoking or calling on the archangels, it's important to do so with, you know, the purest intention and motives. The archangels and all beings of light come to us in the most highest good for all and everything. A reminder also, when you request, you surrender this to God and to the angels. And you don't think of, you know, how your request is going to be answered. You only know that it will be answered, because these are powerful beings. The light of the angels and the archangels are here to serve us. They have never been human, so their love is purely unconditional. It's a pure form of loving light available to humankind, and they never change. Even if our human mind cannot grasp the idea sometimes of these beings of light, do not judge or feel fear. You know, they are here to love us, to serve us, to help us. And again, it's that wall that we have to bring down, that they're so separated from us, because they're not. The divine is really one step away. And again, let me mention, so there's different archangels. Of course, the main seven archangels, which I love, is and that I work with a lot in my practice, is Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Chamiel, Jophiel, Zadkiel. Now, all the archangels have certain abilities and qualities, but as archangels and ascended masters as well, they support our well-being, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and they inspire us and they aid us in this process to awakening on our journey. And they know our true nature. They know who we are. They don't judge us at all. They love us. So, you know, as we have been seeing so many changes on earth, so many changes in our personal lives, the angels are near and want to give us much support during these times. Again, they remind me of this every day. You know that our heart is the center and the main conduit for light of God to pour into us. So as we allow the divine light to flow our being, then wisdom, healing, and compassion will come through our heart. So there's seven rays of divine light. I have mentioned these before, but I want to mention them again. Mostly the golden white light or the gold white ray. So the archangels and the masters refer to the golden white light as a holy blessing for our highest good. Now this golden white light of the Christ energy fills us with love. So each time you feel worried or fearful or angry, they encourage us to step back, breathe in the golden light through the heart chakra, and just refocus on continuing breathing of this light. You can surround yourself, your loved ones, your home, your car with this light. And I have told my clients many times, you know, as you leave your home, remember to surround yourself in that beautiful golden white light. So I think we have a caller. I'm going to take a brief break here. Hello, is this Christine?
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Christine from Portland. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. What's your question for the angels tonight?
Well, first I wanted to thank you for your opening. That was very beautiful. The reading that you said, and how you talked about grief, that was very powerful for me.
Mm.
But I'm going on a spiritual pilgrimage soon, and I'm traveling to Spain, and I'm not a good traveler, so I wanted to know, wanted to ask for help. Who should I call on for support when I'm traveling?
Well, I'm receiving lots of answers right now, very powerful. First of all, because you're a very powerful light worker, Christine. So you know that you are like an earth angel, and your work has come to earth to teach others about love and about God. So that is coming so strong for you. The other thing the angels are saying, have you asked your guardian angel for help with this? Remember that your guardian angels are always with you in every situation. And however, you know, they always require your permission before they can, you know, intervene in your will. So I think they're just trying to remember you. They're saying it like with a little funny connotation. You know, have you asked your angels for help with this, Christine?
I know. I haven't. You know, I talk with you and I hear your show, and
yes.
And but I haven't. So thank you for reminding me. I need to ask.
Okay. Also, someone who is coming very, very strongly. This is incredible. This is Saint Christopher. Have you heard? I'm sure you have. Have you heard of Saint Christopher?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Saint Christopher is the saint who accompanies those who travel. The same as Archangel Raphael. Raphael also is one who accompanies travelers because he helps us, you know, physically. And he heals and gives us well-being, Raphael mostly. But St. Christopher definitely can keep you safe while traveling. And, you know, traditionally people carry a St. Christopher medal. And you can just simply, you know, say a prayer, St. Christopher, please protect me. And he, you know, he answers all prayers and he hears us. So you can feel a sense of release as soon as you start praying to St. Christopher, or just bring him into a meditation. And
okay.
Again, you know, St. Christopher, his name means the Christ carrier, Christine. So I love that because, you know, there's several variations of the legend about St. Christopher, but, you know, he's described that he is, he carried the staff and he lived like a hermit by a river. And one day he awoke and he carried the child across the river. And, you know, the child got heavier and heavier until Christopher asked him finally, you know, why he was so heavy. And the child replied that he was the Christ child. And that he was heavy with the weight of the world. So, on the other hand, you know, St. Christopher...
Oh, wow, I never knew that story.
Yeah, and you know, there's different stories, but this one kind of stayed with me. And so I remember that you know, St. Christopher... I have read that, and St. Christopher has that symbol of the Christ carrier. Because he did... He was carrying the Christ child. But again, it was like a Christ child who had a lot of things around him.
Okay.
Because he was
into
the human world. So it's a tradition, maybe it's a legend, but at the same time, Saint Christopher has helped a lot of people. I know that. I know that he's a wonderful saint. So yeah, you can do that as well. And remember that on your trip, there's a lot of spirit guides with you, and just ask your guardian angels to be with you. You have, I think you have like a lot of divine feminine presence around you. And there's also a beautiful loved one who will be with you too. And and I know you understand that it's a very great connection with a spiritual being who has passed on.
Yes.
And so
yes.
The angels are with you. This wonderful soulmate is with you. And again, they're saying you are a powerful light worker, so you're going to do a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Christine, for calling in. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have a call from Mark from Salt Lake. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How's things going?
Pretty good. How? What is your question for the angels today?
I'm not sure what to ask. I'm just calling to see what they have, any information they have for me.
Okay, Mark. So, first of all, I'm feeling a lot of peaceful energy around you. The Holy Spirit is coming in very, very strong. I'm wondering, you know, I feel like there are spirit guides that are coming in strong, and there's another saint that just came in. Have you ever heard of Padre Pio?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know who he is, though.
Padre Pio was a wonderful priest, and he was an archbishop as well. I think he was Italian. That's why his name is Padre Pio. He became a saint later. But he gave so much healing and he did so much miracles. And what I'm hearing right now, what I'm feeling, is that he's surrounding you with this beautiful golden light. I was just talking about, were you listening about the golden white light? Yes. That ascended masters refer to the golden white light is a blessing for your highest good. And so I feel that he is blessing you right now. This peacefulness is coming in from the Holy Spirit. You're healing from Padre Pio. It's just so, so beautiful, Mark. And it feels like if, you know, they're surrounding you in this light, and they want you to breathe this gold light every day. Do you meditate?
Yes.
Okay, so your meditation is very important. Your spiritual work is very important. And are you giving like classes or lectures or something that you are extending toward others?
No.
Serving others. Okay, because he's also talking about speaking your truth.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I think that makes sense.
Do you understand that?
I think so. There's probably some friends I need to say some things to that kind of blunt.
Yes, because there's a situation, and I just want to say this quickly because there's another person on the line. But Mark,
okay,
there's a situation that you need to speak your truth because this is your truth, and when you do this, you help others also to listen to their truth. So being honest, you are putting your position in love, honesty, and integrity, which is good for you and for others. You see, you're expanding that towards others. That's what I feel that they're saying, that you have to expand this peacefulness, this healing that you're receiving onto others, okay?
Okay.
And there's this... Sure.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go right ahead.
Well, I was wondering, I'm having problems with, like, invasion, psychic invasion, and... or psychic attacks. I'm working on trying to get it like cleaned up, but it seems like it's persistent. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if there's something, what I need to do about that.
What I'm going to do is almost at the end of the show, I'm going to do a meditation if you want to listen to it. Like
okay.
10 minutes before we end the show, and you can just sit down and listen to the meditation. That will surround you and take away any kind of negativity. And we could ask Archangel Michael to come in and cut any kind of negativity around you.
Okay.
Okay? So just remember to surround yourself in that golden light.
Okay.
Every day. Okay, Mark?
Okay, thank you, Linda.
Thank you for calling in, Mark. And for if you need more information or read more about the angels, go to my website, angelsarenearus.com.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Okay.
Have a good night. God bless you.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, we have another caller, Jane.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm glad I got on. I love BBS, and I click in here and there, and I just, you're on, and hey, I want to get on. I want to call in.
Well, that's wonderful. Welcome. So what's your question tonight?
Well, okay, I've been very spiritual all my life, since childhood on, and mm-hmm. I definitely believe in angels, and I mm-hmm. always ask for a lot of protection from angels, and I feel like I am physically protected
mm-hmm.
And guided quite a bit. But right now I'm going through a really, really rough patch. I am a registered nurse, and mm-hmm. I'm leaning towards travel nursing, but I'm somewhat hesitant. In fact, I've been having some dreams that can be disorienting, but then the third dream, I took the bull by the horns and it worked out better. The jobs are kind of sizzling out on this side, and I've always wanted to go in that direction. It's somewhat nerve-wracking to go.
Sure.
And
sure.
Take
so
off,
the first thing I'm gonna tell you the first thing, so that way you know I don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
But Archangel Michael is coming out, and Archangel Michael wants you to shield yourself and protect yourself from harsh or fear-based energies that you might be receiving. And Jane, this is why maybe a little bit of fear is in you. I just feel that you need to release this, mm-hmm. these fears and these doubts that you're having, and working with Archangel Michael to let go of what no longer serves you or is your purpose is what you need to do right now. So, do you meditate?
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you meditate? Do you pray?
Oh, I try to all the time. In fact, mm-hmm. right now I'm switching my path, and
mm-hmm.
the financial situation isn't very good right now. It's going to be
mm-hmm.
okay for a while,
mm-hmm.
but I know that first assignment might be a little difficult, and once I get that under and then you get used to the tempo of things, it works out.
Yeah,
but
there's several things also. Releasing is very important for you because there's also involved some past life issues. So when past life issues appear, it might be something that, like you say, you need to take care of right now and just get rid of it because the situation has a basis in a previous lifetime. So you need to ask your angels to help you remember and release and learn from that and just let it go and heal from that past experience because it seems like things are coming up because of that. Also, your child, you know, within is kind of fearful, but your guardian angel is taking care of you. Again, she says she's holding you like a little child because she knows that you will be very successful. And you have two guardian angels.
Oh, that's great, because that's what I want to hear.
You have two guardian angels with you that are surrounding you, you know, just holding you. And there's also, yes, there's the work that you're doing is sort of like the saint that's coming out clearly right now is Mother Teresa. And so, you know, Mother Teresa was an activist.
Yeah.
And she worked a lot with children and she loved to protect and she loved to heal. So kind of in that direction, that's, you know, you could just start seeing yourself, you know, well, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to who I'm going to serve and how I'm going to help. And just see yourself already doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, see yourself already doing that. And that's the power that Archangel Michael will give you, definitely.
I talk to, I mean, he's the first one I call all the time, before my main spiritual guides. I'm always asking for a lot of angels.
But yes, you know that, Michael, he is just wonderful.
Yeah, he's wonderful, and Gabriel.
And so when Michael comes out, you know, he helps you, he protects you, he strengthens you. Mm-hmm. And again, it feels like he wants to increase your ability to deal with any kind of problems. So again, if you're listening at the end, before the 10-minute we end the show, I will do a meditation and for everyone.
Can I do
and
a,
we can ask Archangel Michael to work on all of us.
Okay, fantastic. Can I ask you a question? There's a job offer that was given to me, but they're checking out references and so forth. It's a heavy duty for a month and a half. They have to do all this. Do you think I will be getting it? The one that I'm supposed to be going to the East Coast. It's in Delaware.
Do you live on the East Coast?
No, I live in Midwest. Oh. East Coast is it's going to be close to my daughter in D.C., a grad student.
Yeah, okay. Michael says that anything can happen as long as you start canceling and clearing and deleting all that is negative.
Okay.
In your mind and your words.
Okay, so then I ask for his help.
So just cling to him. He is really powerful right now. He is. Tell her to vacuum away that fear. And so Archangel Raphael.
I don't know if I have fear. It's more, it's the unknown. I'm not a fearful kind of person. Some people are. I take the bull by the horns and go with it.
Well, that's good. That's good because then you could really do it much more easily. Once you shield yourself, you know, and you cancel, you clear whatever negativity is around you that you may be picking up also from other people. You know, that happens from your environment.
Yeah.
That doubt will really be removed. And so it's again, having your feeling your power back because you feel you're a very powerful person. And again, the guardian angels here on one side are telling me, you know, she'll be successful, she'll be triumphant, and you have the Mother Teresa energy around you too.
I've heard,
so just
I've been told that
remember
before,
that.
Mother Teresa.
You have told? You have
Mother
been told?
Mary.
Yes, so you have that feminine energy around you, remember that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jane, for calling.
Oh, thank you, I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, bye.
God bless you. Bye. Okay. So, let me see. I don't have a caller right now. So, we will go back. Let me see to our conversation with the angels. So, yes, it's so interesting because I love, you know, when all these archangels come through and they're, you know, trying to tell us exactly what's going on. I love that. And that they validate the messages. So again, going back to the angel's light, I want to go back to that because it's important, and we will do that meditation, which is so important for all of us, you know, to meditate every day, to pray. It's, you know, it's part of the angelic tools. Part of the angelic frequency, of course, let me go into that, is that, you know, with the shift of energy and the vibration and our consciousness is changing, there's this frequency of acceleration. And the shift of energies is tangibly affecting the earth and all of us. So even if people don't understand exactly what is happening, something is happening, and we need to be aware that that something on our earth, on our personal level is taking place, our emotions, our mind. So sometimes we feel fatigue, sometimes we feel anxiety, we feel this spaciness, and that's been going on for a few years now, but angels, again, want to support us by helping raise our frequencies. So, you know, it's also very important, the tools that they have always been telling me, besides prayer and meditation and using the essential oils that can raise our vibration, is even eating healthy. So by eating more organic foods and fruits and vegetables and drinking pure water is so, so important. Now, listening to music, you know, you can also raise your vibration by listening and uplifting yourself with music, with chants, music of the angels. The other day I was listening to a beautiful song of Il Divo. I don't know if you've, maybe you have heard of them. It's a beautiful group, but they sing like I had to write on their blog that they sing like the four archangels because they just sing lovely. So I love that. The music really uplifts us. Then being in nature, you know, walking in nature, stop and smell the roses, you know, relaxing close to the water, being close to the ocean. I had the opportunity a few weeks ago to go to the ocean, and oh my God, it's so powerful to be near the water. You know, it just uplifts you. It changes your vibration. You feel rejuvenated. It's really wonderful. It really is wonderful. And so walking in nature, going to the Rose Garden, you know, here in Portland, we have a beautiful Rose Garden. And just walking through the beautiful and immense Rose Garden is so gratifying because, you know, I just feel heavenly sensations. It's, you know, the roses in their splendor. You see like little angel faces. It's really wonderful. So those are part of the angel tools, which we will continue in a few minutes. I think we have another caller. Hello, Drew.
Hi, Linda. I'm a first-time caller. My name is Drew from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Drew from Connecticut. How are you?
Thank you. This is
what's your question?
I am really open to learning more about my angels that are near me. I feel I'm a very open and caring, empathic person, but right now I'm in the state of transition where I really feel the house that I have to sell is not moving, and it's been a wonderful home, but I want to move on, and I'm considering a job transition, and just wondering if that is open path for me now, and the angels are recommending that I stay here or move on.
Okay. Well, first of all, I have Archangel Michael here. I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but Archangel Michael has been number one tonight. Well, besides several saints, but
oh,
Archangel Michael is coming out.
One of my favorites.
Fearlessly. And again, he's saying, take away the fear. Take away the fear, Drew. There's some kind of fear going on. And we need to lift that fear-based energy from you, from all your surroundings, and this may be causing you a little bit of stress at the same time. They're also saying that you are a person that has attracted whatever you need when you have wanted something really, when you ask for it with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Has this been happening to you?
I've always tried to live that way. I've always felt I've had a lot of guardian angels near me. Yes, I agree to that.
Yeah, because there's activities that once you enjoy and once you are convinced that you want to do that, it becomes more, you become more sensitive and aware of that energy, and you manifest it. So it's kind of like what you ask for, you will receive. And so,
is there a way to ask for that? I mean, you ask through the heart?
Through the intentions of your heart.
Is there a way to ask specifically to really hone in on what I need to do? I really would like to move. And I don't know what the fear is, because I'm open to moving. It's just a matter of attracting the right buyer.
Yes. You know, well, you need to ask for that. You know, ask and you shall receive. It is true. Every time you pray, every time you meditate, you enfold yourself in, again, I was talking about the golden light, enfold yourself in the blue light of Archangel Michael as well, because this divine light, his quality of light, is the will of God. So when you ask, you know, the will of God is for me to move, that is my will, let it be the will of God, and then let it go. You know, the archangels will surround you with the blue light of Michael, and then they give you with the power and the strength, the protection, and the faith that you need just to move on. So just put it out there without, you know, any expectation. It seems like, you know, you have been doing this in the past, and it's kind of like the law of attraction, but, you know, we forget how it works, and we forget that we don't ask. But definitely, even, you know, raising your vibration, like we were saying, you know, listening to music, being in nature, just something that could uplift you a little bit more, so you can be convinced that this is what you're going to do, definitely. And the angels are definitely helping you. Again, they're saying that you have to just...
I should just ask and let go and let God. I know I've used that mantra a lot, but I should not think about it anymore. It'll happen in its highest and best time.
It'll happen, and I think it'll happen soon for you, because definitely there's I feel like it feels like there's, I'm hearing the word miracle. I'm hearing the word miracle, and it's between Michael and miracle, but I'm hearing those two words. So Michael is working with you to attract this miracle that you need. And something beautiful is coming out of it also. Remember that what we see sometimes in the outer world is not exactly what is really going on. So you need to be inside your world and make it beautiful in meditation, in prayer, and just manifest what is it that you need again. Because when you align your intentions of your heart with what you're asking, it will come. It will come through. And that's what I'm...
Well, I'll make sure that Michael is at my next housewarming party.
He will...
Thank you so much, Linda.
I am sure he is going to be there in first place. Just focus, okay?
I'm going to expect a miracle. Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless you, Drew.
God bless you. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye. Okay. Well... That was a wonderful message from the angels. So Archangel Michael, Raphael, they're all saying, let us pray, let us meditate. So we're going to go into meditation then. Again, I don't want you to forget to ask the angels. You know, there is divine intervention in grace that increases our ability, and they are powerful forces of love. So again, during these transitions and things that we need, you know, at this time, the angelic vibration will help us maintain and raise our frequencies. Prayer, meditation, essential oils, crystals and stones. You know that crystals and angels have similar attributes. When you use stones and you ask for support from the angels, they can help you physically, emotionally, spiritually, and even financially. For those that we were talking about finances, crystals or stones can amplify the healing power, the finances. You can look up, you know, crystals and stones that go with finances. I'm trying to remember. Citrine is one of them. Yes. Citrine. And another one that Michael loves to use is ruby or a smoky quartz that is related with Archangel Michael. And Raphael, of course, is the emerald and the green tourmalines, the green calcite, which heals us. Look for crystals and stones that even that you feel attracted to, and that helps a lot. Again, our prayer is powerful. Being grateful, I don't want to forget of being grateful. I am so grateful. And I am so grateful for all of our listeners. I am so grateful that you are all calling in and just, you know, we are moving on this beautiful, beautiful journey. And I know that prayer is powerful, but being grateful is as powerful. So when you are grateful, you acknowledge and you believe your prayer will be answered. Just like I was telling Drew, you know, believe that it will be answered. By elevating the divine energy within, you're able to shape your destiny for whatever mission and assignment you are destined to. Excuse me. So be confident that you can go to higher places when you are in alignment with the divine source and with the divine light. Okay, so let's do our meditation. I am also so grateful for BBS Radio. Don't you all think that? I think BBS Radio is wonderful. I am so glad I have my show here, you know. The people who work here are wonderful. Don and Seth, our station managers, just incredible. And, you know, and BBS Radio is a live internet radio, and it has been changing lives. You know, I listen to many of the shows, and they really give me happiness. They give you bliss, and they teach you so many things. It's like you're seeking a higher information of spirituality. And, you know, there's a lot of archive programs that you can listen to, all kinds. So, you know, listen to bbsradio.com. It really, really is wonderful. And it's live and it's free. Okay. So before we end the program, we need to do our meditation. So everybody, please, taking a deep breath. And knowing that the angels are around us and all the archangels, and I want to bring in especially Archangel Michael. At this time, Archangel Michael, please help us. So as you breathe in and breathe out, there's a powerful force field of gold light. This force field will prevent anything that is not of the light from interfering with your sacred activity of this meditation. So you see an angelic being that is near you. With every breath, you are breathing in this beautiful golden light. It's a ball of golden light. And it increases. It gets larger and larger. And all your body is surrounded with this beautiful, pure, white, rich gold light. You see yourself transformed into a light being. Everything is brilliant around you and in you. Your lungs, your arms, your feet, your entire body is filled with the golden light. You are suddenly weightless. You feel calmness and peaceful. The light expands within your being. As you let your breath out slowly, you see the light going forth from you and filling the space around you with pure, deep gold light. The light expands further and further around you. As you gently inhale and exhale the golden light, you say mentally the following: I am awakening to the truth that God, infinite divine source, is shining in me always. I am one with all life and with all the angelic and archangelic presence. Guidance shines in me through intelligence and wisdom. I open my mind to God's radiant light, and all of my thoughts of doubt, darkness, and negativity dissolve. My thoughts are transformed into creativity, imagination, and love. God shines in me as divine love. I open open my heart to God's infinite love, and all feelings of fear, resentment vanish. I am filled with thoughts of forgiveness, kindness, and compassion. God shines in me, and all tension, stress, disease, and disharmony are transmuted into energy and strength and vibrant health. God clears my mind and my body, and I am filled with peace and harmony. God shines in all my affairs and activities. My life is in divine order. All illusion of lack, of injustice, of imbalance is replaced by abundance, harmony, justice, joy, divine order. God shines through my mind, my heart, my body, and my life. I too am a shining one because I am one with the gold light of God, the golden light of divine source. Now I see the archangels and the angels all around me. Archangel Michael works with his beautiful blue sword and his blue light, cutting away any cords that are binded to negativity, to other people, to past memories. And we ask Archangel Michael to fill you with strength and love. He shields you from any destructive thoughts, emotions, and actions of others. Archangel Michael surrounds us and gives us strength, protection, and courage. Now you visualize Archangel Michael surrounding you in his protection and in his love. We now thank all the angels and all the archangels that are with us. And we know that within the light of the angels, we are secure, we are confident, we are protected. And we thank you, angels and archangels. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes and come back to the room you're in. And so, you know, you can do this meditation, I mean, in 2 minutes on your own. Just surround yourself with the golden light. See the angels. See your guardian angels with you. And if you go to my website, I talk more about the Archangel Rays of Divine Light. You know, angelsarenearus.com. You could go to my Queen of Angels blog. I also have many articles there that I've written about the angels and the archangels. And there's different flames or rays of light that you can use in, you know, different occasions. Or the angels will guide you to use whatever you need at that time. There is also a guardian angel prayer that you can use every day. You know, that then you ask your angel for peace and strength, and the guardian angel fills your heart and your body with wholeness and healing every day. So I want to thank all our listeners. And I want to send beautiful angel light to everyone, to all our loved ones. And I want to announce our next shows. I'm excited. Our next show is September 26th. And I'm going to have Reverend Janie Howard Feldman here. She will be talking about Archangel Michael because his feast day is September 29th. So Janie will be talking about Archangel Michael. Michaelmas Day, which is the way it's called in Europe. Some places in Europe, they call it Michaelmas Day. So that's for our next show. And if you need any information on Janie, you could go to her website, which is earthangel4peace.com. And then next month in October, I have another wonderful guest. Her name is Kelly Hampton. And Kelly is also a spiritual intuitive. She's a channeler. She's also an author, and she wrote a book called Into the White Light, The Revelations of Archangel Michael. So it's also a book channeled by Kelly Hampton, and that is going to be very interesting to hear her talk about that and another book I think that she's writing. So exciting times are coming. I really wish you the best. And again, know that you are blessed by the angels, that they are always near you. And please tune in to our next show. It will be very powerful. And so till then, may God bless you abundantly and the angels protect you always. Thank you. Good night.